Report: Joe Biden skips visit to Kenosha, thinks Trump visit could backfire. By Joel B. Polak on August 30, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden has decided not to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, the site of recent riots and protests against police brutality, gambling that President Donald Trump's planned visit Tuesday will backfire politically, Politico reports. Politico reported. Joe Biden is not expected to visit Kenosha on Monday, despite mounting pressure following Donald Trump's announcement over the weekend that he planned to go there Tuesday. The thinking, according to these people, is that Trump's trip to Kenosha could backfire on him, given Biden's continued messaging that the unrest in the city is an outgrowth of the president's rhetoric that inflames racial tensions. Last Sunday, police shot Jacob Blake, 29, during a confrontation, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down, at least temporarily. Protests erupted, and riots ensued, burning portions of the city's commercial district that evening. On Monday, Biden issued a statement in which he called the shooting systemic racism but failed to condemn the riots. The rioting, looting, and arson continued Monday night. On Tuesday night, two rioters were shot and killed by an armed teenager. Biden finally condemned the violence on Wednesday, after three nights of riots and after supporters urged him to do so. But on Saturday, he said that he would never use the National Guard to intervene in politics. The Trump campaign responded. Joe Biden just yesterday indicated he would not send the National Guard into cities and states where left-wing mobs are rioting, in Portland's case, for more than 3 months. Last month he issued a written statement specifically about Portland, in which he called the rioters peaceful protesters and accused federal law enforcement officers of stoking the fires of division while the mob was literally setting fire to the federal courthouse. Following Biden's lead, the leftist mayor of Portland continues to reject President Trump's offer of federal assistance to quell the riots that have now raged for 95 days and resulted in death. For 3 months, Joe Biden remained silent on the rampant violence and destruction overtaking Democrat-run cities, where Biden's allies have rejected federal assistance and ordered local police to let rioters run wild. Biden's campaign even helped bail accused violent criminals out of jail, including a murderer, a rapist, and a rioter who shot at police. It's obvious that law-abiding Americans will be on their own if Biden and his allies are elected in November. You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. The Biden campaign has recently begun blaming Trump for the violence, though Democrats continue to refuse his help. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler emphatically rejected Trump's offer on Friday before deadly violence erupted there Saturday. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.